The reading this morning is taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 1 and verses 7 to 14. It may be found on page 1047 of the Church Bibles. One Sabbath, when Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee, he was being carefully watched. When he noticed how the guests picked the places of honor at the table, he told them this parable. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come to you and say, "Give this person your seat." Then, humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. But when you are invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, "Friend, move up to a better place." Then you will be honored in the presence of all the other guests. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Then Jesus said to his host, "When you give a lunch or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers, your sisters, relatives, or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. So, a new term. Are you ready? Have you got everything sorted? It feels to me like the seasons change, and I love this time of year. I love that shift from August to September, where you wake up in the morning and the ground is filled with dew, and the sun comes up and it feels fresh. I quite like it. Anyone else like this time of year? It's one of my, quite a lot of us. We seem to, anyone not like this time of year? Because it's back to school time. Yeah, I'm with you as well. I also, it carries with it, it's a sweet thing, but also it fills me with that Sunday evening feeling you get. Going back to school is just, and you get that, well, a whole mix of things. I wonder whether you're ready for the new term in some ways. What are we about as a church? Well, our mission is to make disciples and to be a growing community of people who worship God with our whole lives. That's our goal. Our goal is to be people who are following Jesus. That's what a disciple is, someone who's trying to mimic Jesus, copy him. And we want to be a growing community of people who worship God with every single aspect of our lives. That there isn't two kinds of us, a church Sunday best version of us and then another kind. We want to be the same person all the way through. And we want to be a growing community of people who worship God every single moment of every day, as well as with our lips, with our actions and our lives too. And how do we do this? Well, we do it by connecting with each other, which is the first stage of, I guess, of how you might come to life in Christ. You get close and then you participate in some way. You start participating in giving or part of a small group of some kind. If anyone wants to join a small group, I really recommend that. And the idea of all of that is that we might end up growing, that we might begin to become fruitful. And there are different ways that we might want to grow as a church. Can anyone remember what they are? There are three ways that I've mentioned before. We might grow younger. Who doesn't want to grow younger? We all want to grow younger, but we want to grow younger as a church, and isn't it such a joy to hear the young people share their own story? You will hear some more stories tonight if you come to the evening service. We want to grow wider in our reach. And we want to connect with people in our community. Have you heard of Run Reigate? Reigate comes to a standstill and Jesus comes to the earth and he gets close to us. And we want to do the same. We don't just want to be a group of people who just get to know each other and get to know God, but we want to get close to our community. So on the 15th of September, we're going to get close to our community and try and bless them. If you haven't volunteered already for Run Reigate. You can do that online, and I really recommend that as part of a church, you can put St. Mary's down as your volunteering group, and we can volunteer and bless our community in some way. But why would we do that? Well, we want to encourage people to come into the life of Christ, and we want to grow deeper. And on Tuesday this week, I'd love to invite everyone here to welcome Nigel and Jen. I can't see Nigel. Where's Nigel? Oh, your whole family is here. They're all the boys. Fantastic. Great to see you. So Nigel, our new associate minister, is going to be licensed on Tuesday evening, and we're going to pray a blessing upon him and lay our hands upon him. And the reason for us employing him and giving him the task of leading us is so that we might grow deeper in our love for Jesus, and also that we might become better able to carry the weight that we carry. Better able to be leaders wherever we are. And of course, the way that we might do that is to be with Jesus, to become like him, and then do the things that Jesus did. So we've just heard Jesus. Did you hear Jesus? He just spoke to us from 2,000 years ago, and he speaks a very important message to us. It's maybe not about climate change, which is important, and I want to talk about that. It's not about identity and sexuality, although I want to talk about that. It's not about economics, although it may be a little bit about economics. It's not about politics, although I'd love to talk about that. I'd love to talk about the big things, but this is a small story about something that we can all relate to, and I wonder whether it relates to all the other things in our lives that are important too. And I wonder if it relates specifically to this week. So what you're getting ready for. All of us are getting ready in some way for a new term ahead of us. And I wonder how you're feeling. I wonder if you've bought all the stuff that you need to buy. This guy looks ready, doesn't he? He just looks self-confident and calm. I never looked like that going to school. He looks like he's going to Oxford University. Yeah, I'm just going to do my PhD. Yeah. Anyway, he looks ready, and this guy, well, he didn't look so ready, did he? He looked a bit anxious. That was a few years ago, but we all know what that feels like, don't we? Why am I being taken to this strange place? I don't know how you feel about the new term that's coming up ahead of you. Are you ready for it? Whether you're a kid or whether you're an adult, are you ready for it? Because, you know, sometimes as adults, we still carry around the same nervousness that we carried around as kids about walking through the doors for the first time. And you know, summertime, however long or short that thing is, can be a time when we suddenly think, I can't do it anymore. You're going to have to face that class, face that board meeting, face that finance crisis, face the team once again. You're going to have to be the leader or whatever it is that you do. And you sometimes worry that you can't do it anymore. And I wonder whether you're ready to go back into the classroom. Here's a question for you, and I wonder if you could chat to the person next to you. Whatever age you are, I wonder if you could chat. How do you find going back to school or work? Do you like it? Or do you feel other feelings of shyness and nervousness? So what I want you to do, you've got a minute and a half. Chat to the person next to you. How do you feel about going back to school? Thank you so much. I think if you're anything like me, the thing that you are most anxious about is whether you belong. There are many challenges. There's work to be done, and things to sort out. But what we really carry around in ourselves, even as adults, is whether if we are who we are and we walk through the doors and people see us for who we are, whether we will belong. And so we manage ourselves, the story we tell of ourselves. We manage our presentation. There are many ways of doing this. And today we have many more ways of doing it than we used to have. So here's another question I want you to chat to the person next to you about. Who's the coolest person you know? Okay. Well, thank you. Again, thank you so much. So the story that we have relates to entering a new social space once again. And it was a Sabbath, it was a day of rest. And Jesus enters a house of a prominent Pharisee. Well, we know the hierarchy. We know how it works, don't we? There are some people who are cooler than us. Some who are better looking than us. Some who are more intelligent than us. And we're wondering where we fit in this hierarchy all the time. And we enter the room and we wonder where we fit. And Jesus enters the house of a prominent Pharisee. And he notices, just as he always does, he's always watching. How do you feel about Jesus watching you? Is that a good thing or less good thing? But he's watching how people behave. And he notices that some want to get close. They want to go to the top table. They want to be part of the cool gang. And others, well, they hold back. They're nervous. They're anxious. And they hide themselves a bit. Some take places of honor and others are pushed aside. And so Jesus tells the story. He says, don't take a place of honor. Deliberately, don't do this. Don't move to the cool gang. Don't move to the trendy ones. Don't go and promote yourself in any way, but instead humble yourself. And I wonder whether that's our instinct. It's not my instinct. But it calls us, I think this story calls us to turn a different way of being alive. When you walk into your school tomorrow, when you walk into your classroom tomorrow, when you walk into your work tomorrow, I wonder whether you could look at the people and say, who are the least cool in the room? And I wonder if you could go and sit next to them. Jesus says, take the lowest place and avoid the place of honor. And then he also says, he says, if you hold a party, and you invite people, who would you invite? If you hold an event, who would you want to be part of that? Well, the normal thing is to invite your friends, those who most like you. And Jesus says, don't do that. Don't do that. Instead, choose the people who can't give you anything back. The socially awkward, the complicated, the broken, the wounded. Invite them. The ones with no mates. Billy. Invite Billy to your party. I don't know if you can see in this picture who's in this picture, but Jesus' hands are at the bottom of the picture and he's hosting this meal and he's invited a group of friends around and they don't quite fit. This is what Jesus does. This is why we're here. We've been invited. We're the friends of Jesus. Regardless of how good we were, how intelligent we were, how beautiful we were, how amazing or not we were, he invites us around his table. So here's a new term, and I wonder if you could, have you got a yellow piece of paper, a yellow card with you? I wonder if you could find this yellow piece of card. I see the stewards going around with some other yellow. Anyone not got a yellow piece of card who wants one? Well, on this yellow piece of card is a prayer. And it's a prayer from a guy called Wesley. And Wesley was trying to follow Jesus. And at the beginning of every year, at the beginning of every term, he would pray this prayer. And I wonder if we might pray this prayer together. Why don't we pray this prayer together? I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Rank me with whom you will. Put me to doing, put me to suffering. Let me be employed for you or laid aside for you. Exalted for you or brought low for you. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. If you wholeheartedly yield all things to your pleasure and disposal. And now, glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are mine and I am yours. So be it. You are mine and I am yours. That's the only thing that matters tomorrow morning when you go to school, when you go to your workplace. And we want to let other people know that they matter to God. Wherever they are, whether at the top table or they have no friends, we want to let them know that they matter. And so we spend time paying attention to them. And that's where we find life in all its fullness.